And I have nothing new to report, so this is going to be quick.
I'll call up then next item 10, consider direction to staff to seek funding for satellite offices in Yreka and Eureka.
This item was requested by the chair, and over the last several decades, the North Coast Water Board has tried to, at various times, establish satellite offices, primarily focused in Eureka, but also in Yreka as well. Our most recent attempt this year once again failed, and the barrier has been primarily funding for the northern offices, though that probably isn't the only concern we should take into account. If we did have money, I think we would have a number of issues we would need to try to resolve to move in that direction. Essentially, we were told that if we were to open northern offices, it would have to come out of our existing budget. So it's basically a non-starter. We've been looking and think we have some leads on some free office space that we could use perhaps in Eureka. Still haven't found anything like that in Yreka. The cost estimates that we ran for this for a small office with all of the infrastructure that it takes to support it runs about $12,000 a year per office, and that's just, you know, just a small cub with, you know, all phone line, computer line, et cetera. So two offices, you know, pencil out at least at $24,000 a year, which we do not have. I'd also like to flag that even if funding were to become available, I think there are a number of institutional issues that would need to be addressed by the board. First is dealing with personnel and monitoring behavior, monitoring conduct in a remote location. And I'm forced to admit that the civil service and the union rules that bind work on government employees are so cumbersome that discipline is almost impossible to effectuate, particularly at a long distance. And that is a grave concern in having somebody remotely located. There's also a cultural drift that occurs between small offices and big offices, and we see this with our place-based employees. So we need to figure out a way to deal with that. And then also, often the skills of the people who are located out don't match the skills that you need on the ground, because that will change over time. So those were some things that I just wanted to be clear that even if we were to get the money, it's not just a slam dunk that we would be able to move forward with it. And with that, I do think it is really useful, and I guess my recommendation, which I know is at odds with the chairs, would be to seek funding to support office space in some fairly limited way and to make sure that our employees who are traveling are equipped with the best and most effective equipment to make their mobile journey effective. So that would be my recommendation at this point in time.
Okay, I'll take it to the board. A comment?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Owing to the world that we're living in now with an impasse in Sacramento over budget, and the discussion is not over how large an increase we should have in budget, but rather if we have a decrease, the size of the decrease, we already have problems with our budget. I can't give you any kind of an argument in favor of satellite offices just on a fiscal basis. That it just doesn't work.
Well, I'll speak to that. I would hope we could get our staff to come back with a resolution. First of all, if you look at our travel, every time our staff travels to Siskiyou County, it's from Santa Rosa, there's motel, hotel, and I actually believe there's a fairly decent argument to be neutral to positive in reducing expenses. I want to deal with the challenge of having an office. I just want to say in Eureka, and then I'll let Board Member Joaquin speak for Yreka, but in Eureka, the Department of Fish and Game, the Coastal Commission, the California Department of Forestry, and the Regional Air Board, as well as federal agencies, have all been able to solve the staffing drift issues, and they're all located there. I know in Eureka, the Coastal Commission, in the interests of the economy, closed down the Eureka office, and they ended up reestablishing it because they found, one, it was much cheaper, two, there's much better service to the local residents, And three, they were able to maintain control. And we're not talking full offices, we're talking sub-offices. And we will never get the money if we don't come out as a board to say we support the concept. This is not a direction to, I don't seek a direction to the executive director to go do it. We're seeking direction that she try to go to the appropriate authorities, primarily the State Water Resource Control Board, which controls the budget, the allocation of the budget since 1967, and to see whether they're willing to buy into this concept. But when I look at other resource agencies, they're able to solve this problem. So I'll defer to Wairika, to Dr. Sam Joaquin, and his comments.
And from my experience just serving on this board just in the last year, it is a long distance from here to Santa Rosa. It's 670 miles round trip for staff to come up on an occasional basis. I would be curious to see what the expenses have been, just simply for travel, hotel, per diem, food, etc., for staff to come up here. And in addition, there's a time factor where you spend a whole day driving up here, a whole day driving back. And it is my understanding that staff, when they do travel, they wait until working hours to travel. That's unless I could be corrected in that assumption. But the fact that we want to be able to streamline the ability of staff to provide good service, quality service to the public, I think it would be at least of interest for us to at least pursue in that direction. I agree with Mr. Massey that state funding is an issue. Of all people, I think I may be one in which I would like to see a reduction, but I would like to at least have an opportunity for us to consider if there are any savings that may be discovered if we were to open a satellite office here.
Mr. Chair, let me say that I don't have an objection to the concept of serving the public. That isn't the problem. It's the dollars and cents that go into it. In talking with the staff over this issue, my understanding is that we've had 39 person visits to Siskiyou County, and it's extraordinarily expensive in terms of the transportation, as you're fully aware, and the housing and so forth. However, that accounts for, if you have an 8-hour day, that accounts for about 312 hours out of a person year of 2,080 hours is ordinarily an industry standard. So even if we expanded that to 500 hours worth of staff time, that would only be one quarter of one person. And there's no way that we can hire someone to be in a Siskiyou office less than full time. So that would create a problem in and of itself. And that, I think that expense would be greater than the expense that we are experiencing, as you're fully aware, running people back and forth.
Well, we may have to see whether there's a motion on. I just want to say the other resource agencies have all made a determination that it's economical and that it provides better service to the residents. And I do agree with you in conversations at the water quality level. There's been more concerns on the management issue, and there's been more concerns on the cost issue. I just think a lot of other people that are operating under the same state rules have concluded to the contrary. And I think it at least warrants investigation.
And there are state agencies that do have offices here in Wairika as well.
Yes, and most of those offices are multiple people in them. They have a whole management structure in them. And they come from larger home offices than we have. We only have about 80-some people in Santa Rosa. So breaking off, you know, two pods of 10, say, presents a management challenge.
Mr. Chair,
yeah.
Understanding the public service need and the managerial challenges that have been presented, they're very clear and they're very real challenges for satellite offices. It seems that there are two very clear arguments here for the need on both ends and what the requirements are. Would it seem appropriate to move forward with more of a developing some alternatives, maybe some cost benefit, just to pencil it out? Right now, it seems that we're operating sort of at the conceptual level of it's a great idea. Can we make it work? Can we make it work?
Well, the agenda item is very vague. It was made that way on purpose. And I don't think it would be appropriate to direct the executive director to do it, but I do think it's appropriate to have her investigate and come back with proposals.
Mr. Chair, I would support that idea.
I move.
Okay, is that clear enough? Okay, is there any further board discussion or comment? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, please say nay. And I appreciate staff's willingness to work on it. Thank you. We could call on 11 unless board members want to defer that to the end of the meeting. Are there any requests for future agenda items?
At the end.
Okay, we'll do that at the end. We have then, is item 12, can that be heard? At this
12 is a written report, just to bring you up to date on where we were with it. We are with that listing process.
So I'll call that up to the board. Do the board members have any questions? Any additional staff comments? Other items of board interest? Okay. So I believe that leaves us the workshops that will be heard after 2 p.m.
1 p.m. for the movie to start before the Scott Shasta TM.
You know,
and when it's over, then move into the other workshops. What's the plan?
You say 1 or 1:30?
1.
Are there closed session items, Mr. Chair, that we could probably address at this time?
Yes.
We will call the Scott and Shasta TMDL implementation status up at 1. I do want to say we need a clearer agenda than this because if I was a member of the public, I could
mistake that it
would be at 2, and I have some concerns.
I agree. We screwed it up.
And then, Dr. Joaquin, your comments?
It's been answered by going into closed session at this time, probably.
Okay, so then we would adjourn till 1 p.m. We are going to go into closed session, although we're a little unclear as to the location last time I checked.
Still very unclear. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.